three.
Anyone who wishes to make a master.
Three R's.
Okay. Good morning, I'd like to call the Fifth Association Congress to order. We are on day 12 of our office session, it is April 9th, 2018, 10:02 a.m. Congressman Tillman.
Dear gracious heavenly Father, we come to you at this time on Monday morning and just say thank you for taking care of the nation through the weekend, for all of our folks who are traveling, their safe return, we thank you for that. As we continue to go forward and make decisions for the Osage Nation, please give us pure hearts and clear minds. Bless our leaders of this nation as we all sit here and contemplate big decisions that are coming and faced before us. Bless the children of this nation, protect them, Father, be with them, hold them dear. Protect our elders, protect our men and women of uniform. And just thank you for all the blessings and the mercy that you bestow upon us each and every day. We ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Roll call, please. Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Baker. Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Supernov.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Up to you.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum, Congressman Baker has communicated with me, he will be here shortly, he has had an emergency. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for April 5th. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to approve the journal of April 5th as presented.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the journal. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The journal for April 5th is approved. Reports of select committees. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, members of Congress. Rules and Ethics and Engrossment met. Resolution number ONCA 18-05, a resolution to consent to the conveyance of attractive real property in Omni, Oklahoma, currently held in the name of the Osage Nation and within the Housing Department of the Osage Nation Housing Stock, sponsored by Congressman Walker. The final committee actions do pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Tillman and Hamilton, one absent, Edwards. Next was resolution number ONCA 18-06. Resolution to consent to the conveyance of two pieces of real property currently in the housing department of the Osage Nation to the respective homebuyers who fulfilled their contractual requirement for homeownership in the housing program. Sponsored was Congressman Walker. Final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed. Yes votes from Tillman, Hamilton, one absent, Edwards.
Thank you, Congressman. Next, reports of standing committees. I don't believe there are any. Okay, next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced? Seeing none, we're on general order. Excuse me, bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Walker.
Thank you, Speaker. Members of Congress, reading in ONCA 1823, an act to amend ONCA 1152 to extend eligibility and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. ONCA 1823, assigned to appropriations. General Order Day 1, second reading, Congresswoman Goodfox.
ONCA 1766, an act to amend ONCA 1439 to increase the maximum for research and learning to $24,000 to appropriately compensate the associate trial judges and to establish an alternate effective date. ONCA 1792, an act to amend the definition of national emergency in the Special Sessions Law 15, ONC 1-104, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay, thank you. We are now on third reading. ONCR 1744, a resolution to amend Article 8, Section 7 of the Osage Nation Constitution to require justices of the Supreme Court and the chief judge of the trial court be appointed every 6 years by the principal chief and confirmed by the Osage Nation Congress. Congressman Norris is a sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll split the time.
Okay, you have the floor, sir.
Madam Speaker, members of Congress, people of the Osage Nation, I realize that this resolution 1744 is controversial, and I know that it appears to be people singling out a branch of the government to perhaps have influence or undue influence or whatever over that part of the branch of government. But 1744 is in no way prejudiced in that direction. What this is primarily intended to do is to give the Osage people an opportunity to make a decision again in regard to how to appoint or how to select or how to retain members of the judiciary. I apologize if I slur my word a little bit, but I had some dental work done earlier this morning, and I'm going to read from a statement I have prepared. The extent to which judges are able to interpret and apply law impartially depends upon their ability to remain free from undue political pressure. Legislators play a vital role in ensuring high-quality courts that inspire public trust and confidence. We as legislators can propose changes or introduce reforms to improve these processes, and people express greater confidence in the judicial system when they believe the process is fair and transparent. There are a variety of methods used to select judges who serve on courts, but for the purpose of this resolution, I am proposing the people be given a chance to consider appointment and confirmation over retention. So why change from retention to appointment and confirmation? Retention elections are intended to depoliticize judicial elections while giving the voters the right to choose to either retain or not retain. However, it is believed by many in the legal community that retention elections attract little voter interest, since elections without competition rarely excite or draw the interest of the voter. The judicial branch should be least concerned with public opinion, but in an election year, those who seek retention, although rare, may take into account the view of the electorate when deciding cases. One might ask, why not elect our judges? All previous Osage Nation constitutions, 1861, 1881, and 1994, had some form of judicial election process. Well, it is again believed by many that judicial elections undermine the independence of the courts and encourage judges to act as politicians. Judges are not politicians. And again, the judicial branch should be least concerned with public opinion. Appointment and confirmation keeps selection open, transparent, fair, impartial, and better suited to selecting highly qualified individuals to the courts.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak for or against this resolution? Congresswoman Edwards?
Thank you, members of Congress, Speaker, and guests. As you probably know, I serve as a part-time judge for the Southern Plains region. I work for seven tribes. We are appointed every 4 years, and over the course of time, many different judges have sat in those roles. It is very difficult for a judge to commit beyond the 4 years. I currently serve on a committee where I've served for 3 years, and it's been a very big commitment to do that. So when this bill came out, I asked the sponsor, and I promoted in committee, and I presented an amendment that was a compromise, and that was that the judges would be appointed for 4 years instead of 6 years. And I thought that I had a good argument in favor of that, and I thought that those people that would be affected, both currently and in the future, those lawyers, those attorneys, those judges that might take these positions, spoke out in favor of that as well. This body chose not to compromise. Therefore, we have a ballot to the people, which I think calls for an appointment that's too long. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak to this resolution? Seeing none, Congressman Norris, you have time remaining.
We're certain the Osage people want judges who are capable, qualified, fair, and impartial, who will act to ensure justice is equal for all. While no method of judicial selection is perfect, we should try to get the best ones suited for the people. In 2005, before the Constitution was written, the Osage people were asked by referendum which method they preferred, either appointment, confirmation, or retention. At that time, 13 years ago, the people preferred retention. Upon reviewing the 2005 referendum question, how should judges be selected, I believe the question was flawed and may have implied that an appointment was a life term rather than retention. which took place every 4 years. After nearly 13 years, I believe the question should again be brought to the people. The people elect the principal chief and Congress and put their trust in each to make sound, informed, and transparent decisions. Again, I believe that retention voting without competition attracts little voter interest, while more interest during the election cycle may be in electing the chiefs of the nation, Congress, and the Minerals Council. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Congressman. The question is, shall ONCR 1744 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
No.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Supernov?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Speaker Pratt?
No. ONCR 1744 fails. Next is ONCR 1805, a resolution to consent to the conveyance of a tract of real property in Hominy, Oklahoma, currently held in the name of the Osage and within the Housing Department of the Osage Nation Housing Stock. Congressman Walker, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this resolution? Seeing none, you have the floor. Okay. The question is, shall ONCR 1805 pass?
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Supernov?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCR 1805 passes and is advanced to enrollment. ONCR 1806, a resolution to consent to the conveyance of two pieces of real property currently in the Housing Department of the Osage Nation to the respective homebuyers who fulfill their contractual requirement for homeownership in the housing program. Congressman Walker, how do you wish to proceed?
Probably
wait. Okay. Would anyone else like to speak for or against this resolution? Seeing none, would you like to waive now?
Yes, I waive my time.
Okay, he waives his time. The question is, shall ONCR 1806 pass?
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Supernov?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. ONCR 1806 passes and is advanced to enrollment. We're now in motions and notices. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Appropriations Committee meets immediately following session, and I'd like to start that meeting at
10:40. Okay. Congressman Walker.
Government Operations Committee meets today from 1 to 3.
Okay. Congressman Tillman.
Membership Committee meeting today from 3:15 to 4:15.
Congressman Walker.
I just want to point out that the Eric Bill will be on today's government operations meeting agenda, and Josh will be here, so if you want to weigh in on that, this afternoon is your opportunity.
Okay, thank you. I believe there's also, it does not appear in motions and notices, but I believe there's a Commerce Committee meeting today. Congressman Supernall, what time is the Commerce meeting today? 4:45. Okay, 4:45.
Well, it overlaps with government operations if it starts at 2:45. Right?
No, government operations is 1 to 3 today.
That still overlaps. 2:45.
Your meeting is set for 4:45.
Okay.
Okay, it's set for 4:30 to 5:30, correct? Okay, Commerce, 4:30 to 5:30 today.
Whatever you say.
Everybody be there. Okay, and also, again, reminder that Thursday at 4:30 is the time that bills need to be over to the chief's office should they need allow us for a veto override. And I think, isn't there still a constitutional amendment now? Okay. Okay, so I don't know where the other constitutional amendment stands at this point, Congressman Tillman, but if so, then that would need to be addressed probably quickly so that we can get that over to the Attorney General's office to generate questions. I think their deadline is the 13th, which is Friday. Okay, anything else? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Until tomorrow at 10 a.m.?
10.
Okay, so the motion is to adjourn until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Discussion? All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. We are adjourned until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Don't